going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, I don't really watch TV. If you've heard me on this radio station over the last 4 years, I'm telling you, I don't watch streaming shows. You know, Sunday nights, my wife made me watch The White Lotus. I'm falling asleep. I don't know what happens really at the end because I was asleep. I couldn't wait for that series to end. I don't know my Netflix login. I don't watch TV. I don't watch shows. I don't watch the news. I watch sports, man. That's it. And sports shows, talk shows, NFL Live, First Take. Well, not really First Take. Sports Center. First Take, I'll take a first glance at. And I'm like, nope. They're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, LeBron again. But you understand what I'm saying. Like, if you're like me, a sports fan, as I'm looking at all of these fans out in Green Bay, what a spectacle. And I've joked about not wanting to go to Wisconsin. I've been there once. I've been to Miller Park, Pfizer Forum. But when you see all of these fans out there, one, it shows you how many fans are in the Midwest that probably could just drive out there. But two, this brings Americans from across the country and people from outside of the country. Football is king. The NFL is king. We are obsessed with this sport. We are obsessed with it in this country. And tonight, we will see dreams come true. 888-808-1019. Tonight, we will see guys who picked up a football when they were kids. Guys who put a helmet on when they were little boys and put in the work and the hours and the blood and the sweat and the tears and grinded to be the best of the best. And every step of the way from peewee football to high school to college, that number got smaller and smaller and smaller as far as the guys that would actually make it. And now that number gets smaller again as far as the guys that get to hear their names called as first round draft picks. The NFL gets ratings off of this tonight. You're going to hear these guys thank God a bunch of times tonight. They're going to thank mama and daddy and grandmama and family members that they lost, people that were instrumental in their lives. There are going to be some tears. There's going to be some family members. There's going to be some awkward moments with girlfriends, wives, baby mamas, all that type of stuff. We see this every single year. We love it. But what we love about it is the promise and the hope and the faith that our team will make the right pick, right? That you'll get a gold jacket guy. That you'll draft a guy that'll play for your team forever, once a Giant, always a Giant, or, you know, become a Jet and help maybe restore the feeling around the Jets, or whatever team you root for. 888-808-1019, as I see the calls coming in, I know that in New York there are fans of every single team. If you are in New York on a Sunday, you can find a bar for the 49ers, for the Chicago Bears, the Bills, the Vikings, anybody, any team. And when we watch this tonight, we're going to see these teams, some teams that were terrible last year and they get the first crack at picking guys, some of the teams that are good. And you know what I always say about the draft? It's a competition. The good GMs and the good teams, yeah, they're going to be hunting. They're going to be trying to trade up. They're going to be trying to get that one extra piece. You know, teams like the Chiefs, who are always crafty. The Eagles, who are always crafty. No wonder they were in, you know, the last Super Bowl. The Chiefs in the last three, the Eagles two out of three. And there's going to be a lot of talk about the positions, right? You don't draft a running back high. You might. If you like him that much and you feel like Aston GT is the guy, or, you know, the premium on quarterbacks, as today I feel like there's so much chatter around Shedeur Sanders not being a first-round pick. I don't believe it. I'm not buying it. Quarterbacks go quickly, and the Titans are already on the clock. As I'm looking at Cam Ward right now, the Titans are taking Cam Ward, so the first quarterback comes off the board, and the next quarterback is either Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart has a lot of conversation around his name with the Giants right now. You know, I took a call last night, and someone brought it to my attention about Joe Shane's son, and I had no idea. I don't know Joe Shane's son's name, and I'm not on that like that. Shout out to Mike. Mike DM'd me right after. He's like, yeah, I just called in a couple minutes ago about this. I guess Joe Shane's kid, who we all know from Hard Knocks, Carson Shane, is signaling that, hey, Jackson Dart might be the guy for the Giants. And I learned today that another one of Joe Shane's kids goes to Ole Miss. I didn't hear any of that. All I heard was they were going to Colorado to look at Shedeur. So we're going to find out tonight with the Giants. If they are going to take Abdul Carter at three, he should be there. You know, the Browns currently hold the number two pick. And with interest inside the top 10 from teams wanting to move up, Cleveland's open for business. Could be some chaos coming. Ian Rappaport just tweeted that out, and I don't know. Nothing is a lock. And Ryan Poles, the GM of the Chicago Bears, said a couple days ago that from what he's hearing and people he's talking to, they're expecting a lot of movement because there's really only a couple quote-unquote generational talents, guys at the top of this draft that are franchise changers that are can't-miss prospects. But other than that, you got to draft the best available and draft the best fit for your team at the need that you have. So I think it's going to be exciting tonight, entertaining tonight. I hope it goes quick as far as these guys putting the cards in, because they stretches. This thing goes to almost midnight. I'm on from 7 to 12. So we will have the NFL draft. We will have the live NFL draft. Zoo will be pushing the buttons, and, you know, I will throw to it, hey, coming up right now at number 3, the New York Giants are on the clock, and you'll be able to hear the live selection right here on the Fan. And then what's cool is, as soon as it happens, you call the Fan, you give your live reactions, we talk through it, we talk about it, we wait for the other teams to pick. We'll probably go 3 Giants and then 7 Jets, but we'll also look at the division rivals and other teams. And when a player does fall, like a Shedeur Sanders, if he's falling all the way to the Pittsburgh Steelers, we'll go there. It's going to be a fun night. I was thinking as I was driving in tonight, I'm like, man, if I was just a single guy and at home chilling, or even if I, like I used to be a single guy, broke, just at my apartment by myself, what would I do tonight? I'd watch the draft on my TV, but I'd listen to the Fan because it makes you feel like you're watching with other people. It makes you feel like you're part of the conversation. There's going to be a bunch of calls tonight. There's going to be a bunch of conversations and reactions tonight. And then if you got a second screen, an iPad, a phone, you know, we're going to watch this Knicks game, and it just started. I got to get my second screen going right now as I click over to my my MacBook and open up a tab, because I got the draft on the TV in here. The thing about the Knicks is we expect them to start fast. We expect the Knicks to come out with some urgency, right? And if they don't, I don't think it's going to bode well for them, because they're on the road. They can't play from behind and think in the fourth quarter they're just going to will themselves to victory with the Garden behind them. It's already getting chippy. Right now, it's 3-1 Knicks over Detroit in the first couple minutes, and they're already separating these guys. What happened here? Oh, I like it. I like it. Just a little bit. You know, Tobias Harris, Mikal Bridges. So, man, this is a fun night for sports fans. I'm such a sports guy. I'm just so excited to be the guy sitting here tonight watching the game, watching the draft, taking your calls at 888 888- 888-808-1019. There's no baseball games on tonight. We can dip into our, you know, our NFL brains, and we can watch the playoffs and pass the time. Let's sneak a call in right now. This is my guy Milton from Brooklyn, the Cowbell Man. What's up, bro?
I am so hyped. Let me just tell you something right now. If there was a WFAN draft with the number one pick in the draft, the Cowbell Man selects Keith McPherson. You are the future, man. You are the man. Let me just tell you something right now. I can't even, you know, as a Jet fan, for the first time ever, I have no idea which way they're going, because it doesn't matter which way they go. They have the perfect positions at their needs, that they could go D tackle, they could go tight end, they could go offensive lineman. And if they miss out, they could come back and get those same players, because they're so deep in those three positions this whole draft. You know, so I'm looking forward to this big move that the Jaguars are going to make, or the Giants are going to pick this and that. It's fun, Keith. This is what life is about when it comes to being a sports fan. I'm watching the Knicks right now. I'm just telling you right now, as a Jet fan, what I want is the offensive lineman from Missouri, if not the tight end. If Mason drops to us, Keith, I'll take him, but I'm not going to be upset tonight. I can't. I've had other drafts where, like, if they didn't get a particular guy, I was going to lose sleep. Tonight, I just feel like it's fun. The door's open for the Jets to make the right moves with the new regime. I just want to know, are you on board, Keith, with the Jets? Are you
of course I am. I lean gangrene, and I like the business approach that Muji and Glenn are taking. They're not talking. There's nothing to talk about. We don't got to talk about Aaron Rodgers. We don't have to leak anything. There's no rumors coming out of Florham Park, right? So they can't mess this up. Like you were just saying, there are talented players at multiple positions of need. I can't wait to see I want Tyler Warren. I just think Tyler Warren is he's the best tight end. And the Jets to have a weapon like that, I think for this regime, for him to be the first guy picked to be like, yes, this is the type of player we're bringing in, it sets a tone.
And you know what the bottom line is? What I'm looking at is the quarterback that we got, Justin Fields. If you look at the way he played in college, the way he played with the Bears, the way he played with the Steelers, he throws to the tight end all the time. He just loves relying on that safety net. So if he's going to be that type of quarterback that's going to run, and he loves throwing to the tight end, why not get him the best one? Why not support this guy starting now and show him that you believe in him? Because I do. Super hyped up. We got Fields. And for all the people that say that he can't throw, you are going to look so dumb when this team proves to everybody that they made the right move by hopefully making the playoffs this year, Keith. I'm not talking Super Bowl. Let's not get crazy.
I think they can. He's super athletic, and they're not going to put too much on his shoulders. They're going to tailor this offense around his skill set and what he's good at and what he likes to do. There's also some chatter about Breece Hall potentially being traded tonight.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. Listen, he has that fifth-year option. Are you going to give it to him? You got other running backs. There's a whole, Keith, there was a boatload of running backs in this draft. So if they did trade him, if you did get a second-round pick for him, a third-round pick, and you wanted to pick up a running back in the third, fourth round, I mean, if you want to do that, it's up to them. I got to believe in this regime. They're new. I have no idea which way. It's fun that they're new, and they got rid of, I don't know the guy's name. He was there for 17 years. He was the talent evaluator. You know, I wanted them to clean house, and they did. I wanted new scouts. I wanted people that were a fresh mind, because this organization needs to wake up and smell the coffee. And Keith, real quick on the Knicks, if they fire the coach, would you rather have Malone, or would you have the guy that used to coach Villanova? I'm losing his name. Wright.
Jay Wright.
Right. Those two, if you had to pick one, if this guy gets fired, just give me that, and let's go Jets tonight, guys. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Milton. A couple things. I'm very interested to see the Jets' entire draft. I think they have 8 picks. Over these next few days, I just had a video I posted before I went on. If you follow me on social media, at Keith McPherson, I'm like, I am intrigued. I cannot wait to see the type of player, because that is how they built the Lions, right? That is how the Lions went from being one of the worst teams in the league. They brought in a certain type of player, and they became all pro players. And now they're a team that you expect to be in the playoffs multiple years to come. 888-808-1019. That is what Aaron Glenn is going to do. Aaron Glenn is going to have a checklist of like, nope, when I was in Detroit, this type of thing came up. That's a red flag. We don't draft guys like that. And with the rumors around Breece Hall, this is a deep running back draft class. There are some backs that are going to fall. Now, when the Jets drafted Breece Hall, he was a steal, right? Because he fell to them, and it was like, oh, they got this guy, and then he burst on the scene. But obviously, Breece has been hurt. And also, you know, the word about Breece last year was just him, you know, running through contact. you know, him getting yards after he's been touched, and it's just like he's got to run harder. And it's kind of crazy to think that people had him rated higher than Saquon Barkley last year. It was Christian McCaffrey, Breece Hall. Now he's on the trade block. Josina Anderson talking today. Like, there's some rumblings. I don't know if it's bait. I don't know if it's real. I don't know what to believe, but we'll find out in a little bit. Now, I'm not going to get into the conversation tonight about the Knicks getting a new coach, firing Tom Thibodeau. He's about to coach his ass off tonight. He better have some type of plan, some different type of rotation sets, different looks to throw at the Pistons, because you can't go down 2-1 tonight and then have another game, a matinee game on Sunday in Detroit, and spend all those days in Michigan and just sinking it. Like, the Knicks got to answer back tonight and say, hey, we see you guys coming up. We understand you guys are a young, scrappy team, but we've been here the last couple years. We've got veterans. We got the better coach. J.B. Bickerstaff, I don't see out coaching Tibbs. So I don't want to entertain Mike Malone, who I understand he's from Queens. So everybody, as soon as the Nuggets fired him, pointed to him as, hey, this guy could be the next guy. And Jay Wright, obviously, with the Villanova connection, and Jay Wright is usually in the building. And I don't want to go there yet. The Knicks are up 8-1 right now with about 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. If you're waiting on the draft and you don't care to watch Roger Goodell talk, and I just saw Slim Shady, Eminem just came out to pump the crowd up. The draft was in Detroit last year. They got Marshall Mathers in Green Bay. I don't think he got the reception that he thought he was going to get. But if you're not trying to watch all this stuff as they just fill time for the draft, man, the NBA playoffs are on. The Knicks are in game three. And I can tell right away they've come out with a little different energy, maybe a little pissed off. They're bouncing around. They're moving. It's 10-4 Knicks right now. 888-808-1019 as we get back to the calls from the Jets fans and the Giants fans, waiting to see who the newest Jet and Giant will be. Mike is in Flatbush on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Keith?
You know, talking about sports, holding it down. What you thinking?
I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but maybe. But like, if Shador falls to 7, how are we not taking him?
I heard Jets? Evan mention it today. I think Evan was talking about it earlier, and
I like the idea of him. You know, because he would. You know, maybe it's like the Giants snub me, and I'm in the same town, and I'm going to show them. And I'm, you know, he's.
Oh, I didn't think of that narrative of like. Sharing a stadium with the Giants. He thought he was going to be a Giant. The Jets take him, and he's got an added chip on his shoulder.
Yep. He's got motivation. We need prime time for a new generation. And he is slick. I haven't watched too much of him, but I'm watching highlights. And he can move around in that pocket. He can run the ball. I like his arm. And I think he's been coached. I mean, he lived and breathed football since the day he was born. So I think the Jets should take him if he falls.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I don't think the Jets are going to take him. Not this regime. They have Justin Fields. They have Tyrod Taylor. They also have a young Jordan Travis that nobody knows what he's going to potentially be. They just moved on from Aaron Rodgers, basically had Aaron Rodgers fly across the country just to kick him to the curb face to face. The Jets, you know, having Aaron Glenn, who is a protege of Bill Parcells. He's looking for a quarterback that's going to be 1 of 53. Justin Fields will be 1 of 53. He's not looking for a celebrity quarterback. Shador Sanders is one of the like most high-profile celebrity quarterbacks to come out of college in a long time, right? This is a kid that was rich as soon as he entered the planet. This is a kid who has had followers and had attention on him when he was a teenager, before high school. Dion had a reality TV show, and he was a star on that show because he was young and he was training, and you know, they nicknamed him Grown. They nicknamed him Grown because he was the youngest of the three boys, and he was just mature. He had a mature way about him. Man, there are so many intangibles about Shador Sanders that I think would work well in New York, like that maturity, like the fact that he's already rich, he's already famous, this stuff isn't going to faze him. But I just know that like this process of, you know, waiting and waiting, and the NFL draft happening, and all of these anonymous quotes that you're hearing, those people are cowards, people that are talking down on this kid. And if he had a different last name, probably wouldn't have the same energy towards him, you know. I've been getting this feeling that they want to humble Shador Sanders. that they want him to sit in the green room. And well, obviously, you know, Deion's always thinking ahead. He's not there. Shador is not in Green Bay. They're at Colorado, where they just retired his number two jersey and put his name up in the rafters, right? Like, put his name up on the stadium. Shador will be in Colorado with students, with his, you know, teammates, with his family. Travis Hunter went, though. I remember talking about that, too. They originally said Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders would stay in Colorado. I'm like, Travis Hunter's not doing that. He followed you to Jackson State. He followed you to Colorado. Now that's done as far as being Deion's, like, faux son, his pretend son, Shador's fake brother. He wants to walk across that stage, shake Roger Goodell's hand. I already saw him there. He had this, like, pink suit on. He had that girl next to him that he made famous that's now his fiance. And if you watch the Heisman Trophy presentation, you know his mom is with him as well. And even his dad, who wasn't allowed to leave, I think, the state of Florida or somewhere down south where they live, you know, he's been granted permission to go to Wisconsin to see his son walk across the stage. So I'm interested to see if Travis Hunter goes 2 overall to the Browns. And now on, you know, on my screen is Abdul Carter. You know, Abdul Carter is gonna make great friends with Malik Nabers. They got similar style, the shades, the chains, the bravado. I think Abdul Carter is on his way to being a New York Giant. Let's go to Ralph in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ralph? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you, man? Good to hear you. How's everything going? Are you having a good time tonight, huh?
Yeah, I just was so pumped to be on during all of this. If I wasn't, I'd be at home by myself. I'd help put the baby to sleep, and my wife would go read a book or watch her murder documentary, and I'd just be sitting there until 10 o'clock and then come to the Fan and be like, hey, did you guys see all that? Like, to be here in real time is exciting for me.
I'm glad. Enjoy it, man. You deserve it. Do you really do it? It's a good profile for you, too, man. You're getting out there. But anyway, the reason I called, I'm a Giants fan from, I'm 66 years old. I'm a Giants fan from time I was 10. Tonight I'm a draft fan. I liked the way you opened it up. Let's just have fun, man. Let's just watch and see what the teams are going to do and what the competition's going to be like. And let's just have some fun with this because it happens once a year. It's like you said, NFL is king. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have a good time with it. I hope the Giants do the right thing. I don't know what the right thing is, but I hope they're ready for it, and I think they will be. You know what I mean? It's let them play on the field. Let's see what happens in September.
That's,
you know what I
mean? That's exactly it, Ralph. Thanks for the call and that angle. There's no game being played tonight. No one can lose tonight. You know, going back to last year, I came on after the Falcons picked Michael Penix Jr., and I was so excited for that pick because I was hyping him up. I didn't understand why the Giants weren't interested. Oh, he's old. He's injury prone. They're not sure if he's going to. The Falcons paid over $100 million to Kirk Cousins. And I think last year they were fielding calls at number 8 from teams that wanted to trade up to get Michael Penix Jr. And after they did their own homework and research and worked him out and got to meet the young man, and they took enough calls from teams where they're like, this is who we're taking. We can take an edge rusher next year, which they are projected to take an edge rusher when they pick at 15, Mike Green out of Marshall, a guy who was a fast riser this year. But follow me. Like, no one can lose tonight. All this is pundits and analysts saying they made the wrong pick or they shouldn't have traded back or this guy wasn't ranked to go in the top 10 or 15, whatever. You can't lose here tonight. So let's enjoy it. I love seeing these stories. I love seeing some of the guys that didn't go, which I think most of them probably didn't go to Green Bay. But you're going to see some of these kids in the house that they grew up in. You're going to see some of these kids in a place that they rented out for their college teammates and high school teammates and family members to come through and celebrate a huge dream come true and an achievement that not many people get to achieve, being a first-round draft pick tonight. So it's coming up. Before we go to break here, the Knicks, they came out with the right energy, and I told you that arena, man, these Detroit Pistons fans are on their feet. They're active. They're involved. The Knicks had a little bit of a lead here as I go to the box score. Yeah, they had a 9-point lead, and now it's tied, Zoo. Yeah, 2020.
Tied at 20.
2020. I was going to say, mine's a little bit behind. Pistons have the ball. I guess they're about to knock down a 3 because it's 2017. We got a game here, folks. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan till midnight. KM to AM returns right after this.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Cleveland can't screw this up tonight at number two. Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter? They're going to take Travis Hunter. I already know it because they have Myles Garrett and they just paid him a boatload of money. And, I mean, that would be an unstoppable combination up front. But Travis Hunter being viewed as the best corner in this draft by some and the best wide receiver in this draft by some, the Browns can't screw this up. You take this kid. And he's going to figure it out on one side of the ball. And if he figures it out on both sides of the ball, you have a unicorn in the NFL. You have history being made. You have must-see TV. And I'm not going to say that he can't do it. It just hasn't been done before. It's not likely. I think Kevin Stefanski and those guys got to be hella crafty with how they actually get him on the field on both sides of the ball. But shout out to Travis Hunter, Heisman Trophy winner. I just saw him on stage. He was hitting his two-step. He was dancing, having a good time. Like, I love that, too. Don't be so serious. Like, this is fun. You're living a dream. You're going to learn where you're about to move to, what franchise you're about to play for, what colors you'll be wearing next year. He wasn't taking himself too serious. He was on the band dancing, or on the stage dancing with the band, like a random, like, I don't know, cover band out there. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019, as we get ready for the NFL draft. Watching this Knicks game, it is entertaining. It is a little bit of a lift for me to be focused on the draft, focused on the show, watching the Knicks game, and talking to people live on my live stream. But it's fun, man. Like I said, if I was home right now and there was a Yankee game on, I'd just be in the crib taking notes by myself, waiting for the time to pass. So happy to be here tonight. If you'd like to talk to me, if there's a question you have or something that's on your mind before we know who the Giants are taking, who the Jets are taking, where Shedeur Sanders is going to go, where Ashton Jeanty is going to go, dial the number and we'll have the conversation for all to hear. Richie's in Queens. Welcome back, Richie.
Keith, what's happening?
Everything. Keith, how great is this, sports, man? The sports are sportsing. It's the most wonderful time.
It's like Christmas, the most wonderful time of the year. You know, it's funny. I just saw my Giants win a great game, my baseball Giants, as you know. So now I'm watching, hoping that the NFL team does the right thing. I was thinking, I don't know if it makes sense to you, obviously, I want them to take the edge rusher Carter. And that means to me, Thibodeau could be a trade bait, maybe 34. Maybe you come up to, I don't know if the Bears would give up a 10, or maybe the Bengals an 18 because they got their quarterback. And maybe we get Dart, because I think as a Giants fan for 60 years, I'd be happy with that, to get a real top player and then maybe have a potential kid down the road. If it's not him, Milroe, the kid from Alabama. But I think they're going to do their best, Keith, to somehow, some way, try and get a quarterback. And I don't know if they can wait till 34. It's going to be difficult that these guys are going to be on the board. So, I'm just curious. Do you think that's feasible, that they would trade up to maybe 10 or 12 with teams that have quarterbacks and Thibodeau would be enticing to them? Is that a
I've been saying thing? It all week. It takes two to tango. And if they really do want to go get Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart, they're going to have to give more than a little. Like, they're going to have to give up Kayvon. They're going to have to give up some picks in this year's draft, next year's draft. Like, they're going to have to give more than they might be comfortable with, because, you know, the teams that they're going to be dealing with know what they need. They know the Giants are struggling. They know the Giants, you know, pick Daniel Jones in 2019 and that didn't work out and he's not there anymore, and Saquon, like, the NFL knows, we all know what goes on with all these teams. So if they want to be able to trade back into the first round from the second round, they're going to have to give to get. Is it worth it? You know, is it worth it to do that for a Jackson Dart, for a Shedeur Sanders? I think they might just be okay with taking Abdul Carter and waiting for tomorrow.
Yeah, the only issue with that is, if say they have a decent year with the quarterback they have this year, you know, and they win 9 games, they're going to pick 20th. I mean, who's going to be available at that point?
I hate to be the guy. They really are. They're not going to be picking 20th in next year's draft.
Yeah, you know, they were picked at 3.5. You might be right. They might win 3 games again. Now, real quick. I think there's two things that are happening. In football, the running back was becoming not obsolete, but like secondary. I think obviously Barkley has changed that, where there seems to be the thought, you know what, having a good running back is, you don't have to wait to the fifth round. I think some of these guys can be picked earlier. And I think Alonzo, what he's doing for first baseman, Steve, because first baseman kind of like, big lumbering guy, you know, they don't really produce. So when you see guys at that position, it kind of helps, I think, down the road for other teams to say, hey, you know, we might have to overpay for certain things. So, just a thought.
Thanks for the thought. Thanks for the call, Richie. As far as the running backs go, there are not many Saquon Barkleys. So let's not get that twisted. Let's stop the call right there. Stop thinking that, like, okay, there's one Saquon Barkley. The Giants couldn't get the Saquon Barkley 2K, say 2K, 2K, say 2,000-yard season. You need a lot more around the running back to get that type of season. The Eagles knew they had the offensive line, the quarterback, 3 receivers, a defensive line. They hit in the draft last year on two corners right away. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, they had Reed Blankenship. They brought C.J. Gardner-Johnson back. I mean, Zach Bond was a guy that no one was looking at. No one was looking at. He was a special teams player. And they bring him to the Eagles as a linebacker, and he goes all pro. Howie Roseman is a genius. So I know that Ashton Jeanty, he put out this whole thing. I think it might have been in the Players Tribune where he was like, you know, draft me, draft the guy that they can't tackle, you know, and kind of likening himself to, like, he had a letter to NFL GMs. You know, most people, they watched the Eagles win the Super Bowl a couple months ago. They watched Saquon run through everyone in the playoffs, and they thought to themselves, this is amazing. Don't start the letter off talking about Saquon like you're Saquon, bro. Not for nothing. Like, you played at Boise State. We saw you against Saquon's alma mater. You were not going off like Saquon. So, like, what I'm saying is, if the Jaguars take him and think that he is the final piece, he's not. The Jaguars need a lot more. They're starting over again. Liam Cohen, the Duval. I never heard anybody say it like that. If you listened to me last night, I told you I grew up spending summers in Jacksonville, in Duval County, Sherwood Forest, Rebaugh. Like, I've got over 100 family members down there. Never heard anybody say Duval. Like, that's your head coach right now. And shout out to him. He's a UMass product. You know, Brandon London from New York Post Sports played with him at UMass. He might be a great coach. I mean, he's highly regarded, but a goofball start for him. Do not draft the running back at 5. But if they do, like, that's what people are projecting them to do. That changes the board. 888-808-1019. Ashton Jeanty thinks he's coming in to be Saquon. The NFL will humble you quickly, bro. Saquon is an absolute weight room monster. He's got vision. He's got speed. I don't have to tell you Giants fans. You guys know who Saquon Barkley is. So I do think that Saquon's season brought the importance of the running back back, because, you know, how did Saquon leave the Giants? Sorry to, you know, go back to a pain point, but it was like, we're not paying a running back. We're not paying a quarterback $40 million and paying a running back. Maybe you should have paid the running back. But then you see Derrick Henry have a good year with the Ravens. Josh Jacobs have a good year with the Packers. Joe Mixon have a good year with the Texans. Tony Pollard have a good year with the Titans. All those guys went to other teams. Their teams let them go, and they went elsewhere, and they prospered. Who else am I forgetting? I'm sure I'm forgetting another running back that went elsewhere and had a good year. So now people are understanding, like, okay, it's not that the running back is devalued and, like, whatever, it is not. Like, paying the right running back in the right system is going to help you. Drafting the right running back in the right, like, what is Bijan Robinson able to do for the Falcons being drafted in the top 10? The Jaguars better learn. What did Leonard Fournette do for you? And, you know, playoff Lenny had his run, but he had his run with the Bucks and Tom Brady. I wouldn't be taking a running back 5. I think Ashton Jeanty is going to fall a little bit. But, you know, shout out to him. I learned that he grew up overseas. He started playing football overseas. And he did have a great year. Did not win the Heisman. Was second to Travis Hunter. And we'll see where he falls, where he comes into the league, and, you know, who wants to take him on, right? He said it's tackle football. You know what I'm saying? I draft the guy that they can't tackle. No, the kids that you played against at Eastern Washington and you know, Wyoming and San Jose State, yeah, they couldn't tackle you. These NFL players can tackle you one-on-one. Let's go to Lawrence in Oklahoma City on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Thanks for getting me into it today. Dude, I'm happy Abdul Carter's probably going to end up being a Giant, but it's kind of like Joe Shane. I feel like he's got no balls. You know, it's we got the 3rd overall pick. We need a quarterback. He keeps passing on quarterbacks. And what's he going to do today to help secure his own future? Because Abdul Carter is not enough to make this team that much better. To where, you know what I mean, I think he's going to keep his job at the end of the year.
Thanks for the call, Lauren. So I've talked a lot about Joe Shane. One, he shouldn't be here. And I've been saying this since last season. One, they should have fired these guys, because everything is compounded, convoluted, and murky right now, because it's like these guys, they can't just go and just draft the best available because there's so many different people saying different things. There's so many voices. The report is it's been contentious because people are saying, hey, you're drafting at three. This is year four. Take the quarterback that you want at three. If it's Jackson Dart and people are saying he shouldn't go that high, but you want him, like if he profiles better in Brian Daboll's offense and Daboll wants him, then just take him at three and to hell with what people say. If you believe in him, but what did they do? They went out and signed Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. So you really don't need to spend that number three overall pick on a quarterback, but you need a quarterback of the future. Russ is a one-year deal. Winston is a two-year deal. And, like, they're both over 30 and might not be any good this year. You have a tough schedule. But what does Joe Shane have to do? He has to have a masterful draft.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He had a pretty good, solid draft last year because a lot of those players that they picked from Malik Nabers, Tyrone Tracy, and in between with Theo Johnson and Drew Phillips and Tyler Newbin, those guys played. But there were times last year where I was like, they're playing on a glorified college team. This is one of the worst teams in the NFL. Of course they can crack the roster. They did a great job of letting go of Gettleman's good picks. How many times have we gone over that on The Fan? From Xavier McKinney to Julian Love to Leonard Williams to Saquon Barkley. 888-808-1019. Brett is in Mamaroneck.
It's in Westchester. Come on, Keith.
I don't be out there. I'm Jersey kid. I'm from the shore.
I get it. I get it. So, yeah, no, I heard you just talking about Genty before.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I've been saying this all year. So, I mean, full on, full disclosure, I'm an Iowa Hawkeye football fan. And, like, I mean... Genty played in the Mountain West. Like he didn't play where Judkins, you know,
right.
Travion Henderson, and you know my guy Caleb Johnson, who you know, granted, I mean I'm probably very biased.
No, but he's getting a lot. There's a lot of chatter about him, and there's been because people are like, some people say they'll take him over Genty.
I've been saying it all year. Caleb Johnson's the best back in the country.
Look at Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at any Iowa player that plays in the NFL. But
Cooper DeJean. I was the first person on this radio station talking about Cooper DeJean way before the draft last year.
I would have told you that he was going to be a star his freshman year of college. But
he's filthy.
I mean, you look at Judkins, you look at Travion Henderson. You look at Caleb Johnson, what they did against Big Ten defenses. I mean,
Omarion Hampton from North Carolina, even though North Carolina was not good and, you know, Jam, you blew them out of the water. He's going to fit in somewhere. Go on.
But you know, the thing about Hampton is he did play in the ACC. And the ACC is kind of like a glorified Mountain West right now.
It's definitely better than the Mountain West. That's why I joked about it. Like, all right, perfect example, right? What happened to Zach Wilson? Ton of hype coming into the draft. They draft him two overall, and then you go back and look at the film. It's like, who was he playing against? Western Michigan and Coastal Carolina in a COVID year?
My thing with Zach Wilson was this, is I think when you're evaluating quarterbacks, like, you got to get guys that played football. Like, Zach Wilson was what, a one-year starter at BYU?
Yeah, one real good year. He had more than 1 year, but one real good year where he burst on the scene.
But that's why, like, last year's class I loved, right? Because you had Caleb Williams, starts at Oklahoma, goes to USC for 2 years. Like, the guy was a two-and-a-half-year starter in college, Jaden Daniels, right? Starts at Arizona State,
then goes to LSU. That's a 3-year starter. Bo Nix was a 4-year starter.
Yep, go on.
You know, he did 3 at Auburn, 1 at
Oregon.
Or I think he did 4 at. I think he had an extra COVID year. But you know, Michael Penix starts at Indiana, then goes to
Washington.
Washington. You know, like, if you're evaluating quarterbacks, the thing is, like, you have to get a guy. That's why, like, when they talk about this quarterback thing, like, oh, the guy's 25 years old or the guy's 24 years old, I sit there and I'm like, that's a net positive, because that means the guy's, first of all, he's older.
Mature.
So he's a little bit more mature, and he's probably been through a little bit of adversity in his career.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about with Tyler Shuck, because Tyler Shuck is at Louisville, Oregon, and somewhere else, maybe Texas Tech. You know, they're talking about this kid. They're like, this guy's 25. This guy, I think, went to high school, the same high school as Brock Purdy, or there's a picture that's floating around of him at prom
he's from
with Brock
Chandler,
Purdy.
Arizona.
So
he Chandler, Arizona.
What I'll say, and thank you for the call, Brett. That's, you know, that's good football insight. And I've said this from my own little bit of football experience. Playing quarterback, you need reps. You need reps. You need to see defenses. You need to run plays against different defenses and have different things thrown at you so you can process information faster. So there's nothing that you have. Why is Aaron Rodgers such a savant? There's nothing that he hasn't seen. He knows what everybody on the field is doing. There's no panic. Now, he got older, couldn't make certain throws, didn't have necessarily the speed and quickness and whatever. But, like, how many clips do you see Aaron Rodgers? The one that was where he tells the safety, like, you're not coming. Back up. You're not. Because he knows that you have to cover that part of the field. You're not blitzing. You're showing blitz. But I know if you come, that's going to leave that part of the field vacant. I know what you're doing because I've seen every defense, every coverage, every blitz over and over and over again. I've watched a ton of film. I've had a ton of reps. So I like when, you know, last year's class had a bunch of guys that transferred. So not only did they get a bunch of reps, they played in different systems, different climates, different conferences. That prepares you. As a quarterback, you just need to get reps. And I was correct. Shuck went to Oregon, transferred to Texas Tech, and then played a year at Louisville. I mean, there's some rumors that the Giants might be interested in him, but I don't really think so. I think that they want to draft Abdul Carter, which also, if you guys remember, a couple years back, they should have had Micah Parsons, and a lot of people are comparing Abdul Carter to Micah Parsons. So that's almost like a mulligan for the Giants, even though it was a different regime, for them to get their Micah Parsons and Abdul Carter literally gift-wrapped at number 3 sitting there waiting for you. And if you're familiar with Chop Robinson, who was drafted by the Miami Dolphins last year, Chop Robinson came in as a rookie and made an immediate impact. He was 21st overall. He wasn't 3 overall, but so what? There's a good shot that if you draft Abdul Carter, he makes an immediate impact. He might be better than Kayvon today. Fred is in Smithtown, New York, next up on the Fan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, enjoying the show.
Thanks for joining in.
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm going to go in a different direction. Well, I'm a Giants fan, okay? I want the best wide receiver available at number 3. Just stick with me for a minute. I'll roll with Wilson. Game manager, don't turn the ball over. I don't need you to throw for 400 yards. I got 2 wide receiver ones. We need points on the board. I'm tired of watching my team go inside the 20 and not punch it in. We need to build a team first. We draft a quarterback in this draft, it's a wasted pick. They don't like any of them. Build a team first, then worry about your quarterback either next year or the year after. You know, we got Tracy, above average O-line when healthy. Build the team. We'll have 2 wide receiver ones, and we need to start putting points on the board. I'm getting tired of this. You have a good night and enjoy the draft.
Thanks for the call, Fred, but I immediately disagree. You drafted Malik Nabers last year. Look at the season he put together. I'm not drafting another top. I'm feeding him the ball. And that was the problem last year. He had to catch passes from Daniel Jones, Tommy DeVito, Drew Locke, Tim Boyle. If you can get him one quarterback that he can get reps with, Daniel Jones did a good job in camp getting him the ball. If he can build some kind of rapport with Russell Wilson, you feed that man. I'm not using a 3 overall pick on a wide receiver when I just took Malik Nabers last year. Hell no.
it's kind of funny, right, Keith, because this sounds a lot like a certain conversation we might have been having with another wide receiver for the past couple of years in town, and Garrett Wilson.
Sure.
Where all we keep saying is, when is Garrett Wilson going to get to have one quarterback? When is he going to have a guy that he could work with? Because look what he can do. And we are in year, I mean, 3-4 of Garrett Wilson, and we still don't have a permanent guy or even a guy that you look at and say, okay, we can guarantee he's going to be healthy, or not guarantee, but feel comfortable he's going to be healthy and feel comfortable that he is going to start every single game. That's the difficult game you play with also bringing in another wide receiver, another potential diva. No
ball.
Way.
There's only one ball. There's only one ball. And, you know, when you talk about Garrett Wilson, you had Mike White, you had Zach Wilson. I mean, you had Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers wanted his buddy Davante Adams to come in. And then that, you know, even though Garrett Wilson did get a ton of targets, clearly there was an issue there because Davante Adams was Aaron Rodgers' first read and only read. 888-808-1019. Receivers are the sexy pick, but like, in my head, I'm looking it up now. I'm like, has a receiver ever gone 3 overall? They don't go 3 overall.
I mean Marvin Harrison went 1.
Okay, Keyshawn went 1 with the Jets, and it's like, in hindsight, what did they win taking Keyshawn Johnson 1 overall? Keyshawn won with the Bucks.
Marvin Calvin Harrison, Johnson, where did he go? Calvin went 2.
Why am I blanking on his name now? Too many sports in my head. Out of Pittsburgh.
Fitzgerald.
Where did he? What?
He might have actually went number 3. Let me check.
Marvin Harrison Jr. went 4 last year, and there was reports just a couple weeks ago that the Cardinals wish they'd pick Malik Nabers. So anyway, going back, Fred, I like the thought because you're a Giants fan. You want to see them score points. You want them to have a semblance of a 2025 NFL offense. We're in a time where there's fantasy football, there are parlays, there are prop bets, people are betting on, you want to see points. All the rules in the NFL are tailored for the teams to be able to score. Roughing the passer, pass interference, like, you want to see that. But, like, this is also a deep class of wide receivers. You don't need to take... Here's another thing to debunk what you're saying, and I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, they're saying Teteroa McMillan is going to fall to 12 to the Dallas Cowboys. They had him as a top 10 pick. They had the Jets taking him at 7 just a couple weeks ago. So you can't use that on a wide receiver at number 3. The Giants need to take Abdul Carter and plug him in right away and rush the passer. I heard Shane say that on Hard Knocks last year. Protect the passer, rush the passer. 1 hour down, 4 hours to go. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call us up before the draft starts. We'll be right back.